dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's a Wednesday, and that means UNK talk. We're going to catch up with defensive coordinator Bob Crocker of the Loper football team, talk about the big task they have going up against the defending national champions Saturday. Also, wow, for the kind of the stinkers that we had on Monday for high school football playoffs, all four games in Class C yesterday, Daddy went down to the wire.
Some amazing, amazing finishes as well, including Cambridge ending their season on the final play of the game, taking a double reverse flea flicker, I guess you could call it, toss back the quarterback for Hastings St. Cecilia. You know, a weird play like that in the fourth quarter for them to advance, to catch up, and then it coming down to converting extra point kicks, Doug, and that's something we've harped on all year long.
Well, yeah, let me get it out of the way. Because I got some friends from Broken Bow, and I was telling, you know, we were talking about how the game would play out over the weekend at state volleyball. So I got a couple of calls. Hey, we're winning. Hey, we're ahead. Hey, and then they called me at the end. I didn't have to call them. You know, hey, it was a great game. You know, great game. I don't get it. Here's what I don't get. Broken Bow is the latest one this befalls. It hurt Cambridge a little bit. It hurt Cambridge a little bit. Because they didn't convert, but Hardington had to make a two-pointer, and this is what goes on. And I start right here. You know what? We don't have a kicker. Well, then just quit having a defense. Do all programs at the collegiate and the NFL level and the class level, it's offense, defense, special teams. It's no longer offense, defense. It's special teams. And if you're a football, as I told my buddy last night, I said, if you're a program that is unbeaten, you probably have a little bit more time to work on these things than a school that's trying to just get to 2-6 or 3-5. I'm sorry, if you can't develop a kicker, if you can't get a kid to line up out of a Class C school to make a 20-yard extra point field goal, you don't deserve to be in the state finals. And that's just the way I feel. I don't understand it. I don't know why the coaches don't fix it. If you're a football coach that lines up and goes for two every time because you can, because you're playing a bunch of 0-5 teams, shame on you. Shame on you. And this is one of the, this is like about the only big thing that really irks me when it comes to high school football, because, you know, it is high school football, and we are, there are just kids and coaches doing their best job. But don't whine that you lost 14-12 or 26-20 or, and I'm not picking on Broken Bow, and I'm not picking on Cambridge. This
happened all year long.
This is the latest thing, excuse me, to happen in football. It happened last year in the playoffs. It happens in eight-man all the time. We're lining up to go for two in a tie ball game. Why? We're lining up to go for two, and the score's 21-20. Why?
Tie the thing up. You know, you don't see it.
You're killing your kids. You're not helping them, Romy. You're hurting them. Okay, it is now November the 18th. I don't care where you are, because it's not, as you said, Tony, when I played, we played football, and then when football was over, we played basketball. When basketball was over, it was track. Then it was baseball, and pick whatever sport you want. Well, it's not that way anymore. These kids are in the weight room all the time. You know, instead of getting 5 pounds heavier, kick the damn ball through the uprights. That's going to win you. That's going to win you a football game. That's going to win you a football game. And I can't preach it enough. I will continue to preach it until every team has a legitimate kicker. And I know, oh, it's a kicker. It's a kicker. Well, you know what? That's why you lost the game. Flat out, bottom line, everybody else did their job. But you don't have one kid on your team that you can put out there to kick the ball through the uprights? Tony, it's hurting UNK right now. They've been so solid there. It's hurting UNK. We talked with Daryl Morris. They may not have a a starting kicker for this weekend's Duluth game that they, you know, that you bring in and you work with on a scholarship or the kids that you're looking to come in there and do that.
Well, it sounds like their kicker is going to be Rustin Dring, the running back.
Well, we'll find out more about that and all that is Minnesota Duluth at UNK. It's time for our weekly Loper Link, brought to you by the College Store on 1420 West 24th, carrying campus authentic apparel. Campus Authentic, it's so real, Daddy, the coach might put you in. Check out a huge selection of Loper gear at thecollegestore.com, thecollegestore.com, and by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, we have the loans.
I'm one for one this year. I believe I tried one at Hampton before the game.
Yes, it was good.
It was good.
I think I missed mine, but it wasn't just a 20-yarder. Was it like a 40-yarder, right?
Yeah, 55.
Yeah, okay.
55 came up just short. Bob, right now we're going to continue our attention on UNK Athletics. Bob Crocker, defensive coordinator. Bobby, how are you this morning?
Good morning, guys.
How's it going?
Good. I was just waiting for Tony to come up because we're having kicking trials this afternoon.
And God knows he's got eligibility, but I don't know if we can pass any classes with the lad. Bob, first thoughts as you get ready to take a look at Minnesota Duluth from a defensive standpoint. It sounds like these boys could be the most physical, line it up and want to run it at you type of team that you've seen all year. Is that the case?
Definitely. They're good up front and got a really good running back and run enough play action where they're going to give you some problems. But, yeah, they're really solid.
Well, didn't that kind of fit right into the strength of your defense, that defensive line you got, Bob?
I think so. I think we got a good chance to get after them. I think we'll have a good plan. And, you know, I think we've been great against the run all year, so it's going to be two heads mashing against each other.
Bob, take us back to last week. What was the feeling at halftime with your defense? You guys had turned the ball over. You were down by two scores. What was the feeling then?
Well, I think we battled in there. We didn't play great, but we played good enough. But then we blanked a little bit, let them score right at the end of the half. So we had to solve some different things as well as talk about that. But I think they regrouped. They started playing a little bit better, and then we got some key turnovers in the second half. So the things that, you know, I know our guys always battle, and I think it just it was something that they wanted to do to be able to get back in the game.
Bob Crocker, the defensive coordinator for the UNK football team, joins us. Bob, how did you feel that your linebacking corps did play last week? I knew that that was going to be a key matchup, their quarterback against your linebackers.
Yeah, I thought they did some good things because they had to deal with so much different things with the empty and the quarterback being active. And as the week went on, we felt better and better about them. But, yeah, they played pretty good, especially in the second half, and did a lot of good things. Eric Sheedy really had a good game.
Well, you look at somebody else that had a good game, a local boy in Justin Swedberg, has battled back Croc from a couple leg injuries that have sidelined him this year, but really played well on Saturday.
He did. He didn't play a ton in the first half, but when we put him in there, he you know how aggressive he is, and he attacks you at the line of scrimmage, and he did that, and ended up having a couple tackles for loss, and he did play downhill, and we're going to need him to do the same thing this week.
Obviously, getting that first one out of the way and getting that first playoff win had to feel like a big monkey getting off of everybody's back. What's the feeling with the guys as you head to Minnesota Duluth?
Well, I think our guys are just so excited. You know, it was a great win, and they enjoyed it. They know that they got to move on to the next phase, which is Minnesota Duluth, and so we've had a pretty good week. I thought we had a great practice yesterday in terms of on the defensive side. The focus was really there, the communication, and we fixed some things because they do a lot of the same top offensive type stuff that we saw last week that hurt us a little bit in the first half with the play action pass, but our guys were really attentive yesterday, and I think that they'll be ready to roll.
Bob Crocker joins us here on our weekly Loper Link for UNK, talking a little football and why not. They're getting ready to go to Minnesota Duluth. Well, we talked and touched a little bit on Isaac Odom, who's rushed for 1,630 yards and 26 touchdowns so far this year. Coach Crocker, usually when you see such a heavy run game, I'm looking at their quarterback stats. They throw it a little, not a lot. How much of it is downfield? How much of it is just dump-offs type of stuff?
Well, it's quick game and play action pass, so that we always have a point of emphasis early in the week, and this week it's obviously doing a lot better job of tackling and handling their running back, but then still being able to play the play-action pass and not give up big plays in that area. And I think if we do both of those things well, we'll have a real good chance.
Croc, it seems like all season long you've done a great job of getting pressure in the backfield, but is it one of those deals where you may have to hold back some of that pressure because you could overrun plays and turn something, a 3-4 yard gain into a real big play?
Yeah, you're limited to how much you can blitz these guys on early downs. So that, you know, that'll always be in our defensive scheme. But you're right, we'll have to just be able to handle them up front and everybody hit the gaps and get as many guys to the ball as we can, still being sound in terms of all their play action pass.
Bob, before we let you get out of here, I want to ask you about maybe the defense finding a way to score. I mean, everybody relates anything that UNK does or Hastings does or Wayne or Shadron to what the Huskers do. And, of course, they were having problems scoring, and it wasn't enough that the defense was doing a great job. It was all of a sudden they needed to force turnovers and maybe score points themselves. And with Minnesota Duluth outscoring their opponents virtually 41 points to 12 per ball game, is that something you guys have to take a look at to try to do?
Well, I think we've got to try to cause turnovers. Those things happen in different ways, so we never practice that. But we do preach turnovers, and then when we get them, we try to do whatever we can with them. But the main thing that we emphasize is make sure we get the turnover and give it back to our offense, because our offense is capable of moving on anybody, and so we're not going to get greedy and give up a turnover for a score, although we'd like to.
Crock, you guys preach turnovers. In your mind, was there a bigger play in Saturday's game than Pat Ackerman coming off the corner and hitting that quarterback?
Not defensively. It was such a huge play because, again, we had trouble handling the quarterback. We missed a lot of tackles, and that was how they moved the ball a good bit on us. But I think they had the ball down our 23-yard line, and Pat came through on a blitz and caused a turnover. And I think we scored pretty shortly thereafter, and that was a big part in changing the momentum of the game.
Everybody's heard about Brandon Lease and the mouthfuls of blood he had and splitting his tongue open. Crock, how healthy is your defense?
I think pretty healthy. We're in pretty good shape. We're trying to get Eric Pikerich back. He's got still a broken hand, so he's playing with a cast, but he's going to play a little bit more this week than he has in the last two. And so we're about as healthy as we could be this late in the year. We've been pretty lucky there.
Do you have any other concerns besides the kicking game right now, Coach?
Well, not that Tony's coming up. I'm good to go.
What time's practice today? Or the tryout? What time's the tryout?
He'll have to come at 2:30 so no one watches other than a couple people.
That'll be awesome. I'll make sure he's there. I'll drive him up myself. I know you got class, Coach, so we'll let you get out of here, and best of luck on Saturday.
Thanks a lot.
Take care. Bob Crocker, defensive coordinator for the University of Nebraska at Kearney.
Yeah, Doug, it's just one of those opportunities that really presents itself. Can you go up? Well, you always want to see how you match up against the best. I think if Hastings St. Cecilia, per se, would have got upset, a round ago, I think Broken Bow would have said, we wanted to get to Lincoln through those guys. So you want to play the best to see where your program matches up, to see what you've done. And, hey, you're facing the defending national champion. By the way, their coach will join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. This is a guy, 4-6 in 2007, 15-0 a year ago. They're the best team in the nation. Only three teams ever in Division II football have been 15-0 national champions. Minnesota Duluth was one of them a year ago. Where do you match up? Maybe you're 35 points behind them. I don't know. We'll see Saturday.
It does not seem, again, like an insurmountable task. It seems like a game that the Lopers can be in. Now, I think we are at a point, and we have to be honest here, they're taking on funded schools. They're taking on schools that should have more scholarship players than UNK. So I still think the bottom line is UNK has to play nearly perfect to have a chance to win the football game. They could play nearly perfect and still not win the game, but that's what they want to do, give themselves a chance to win the game. They didn't give themselves much of a chance in the first half against Saginaw Valley. And then you look back, and Buck Mahoney's article in the Kearney Hub really touches on that this week. You know, they can't afford to do that again, but yet what they were able to do, not only were they able to beat a team in the playoffs, they virtually did it in the second half coming from 14 down.
I would be interested in Loper fans out there. Been a lot closer to this team than I have over the last 20 years. You go back, is this the most local athletes that have contributed at one time? You go up and down this roster, and there's always three, four, five kids that contribute. There's a dozen. There's maybe a dozen and a half kids that every Saturday from draw your line, you want to put 100 miles and make Kearney the middle of it, that are contributing for this team and getting people interested in this team?
I don't think it's unusually high, Tony. I guess that's the first thing off the top of my head. I mean, UNK wouldn't exist without these kids. Their football program wouldn't exist without these kids. Maybe, and I say maybe, there are more of them that are all conference type of players instead of backups and rotate in and things like that. And I say maybe. I say maybe. You've got a special kid in Rustin Dring. You got some special defensive kids that have been, you know, you got some kids from the area that have been here 6 years, too. You can't overlook that because of injury and other things and redshirting, and then you get injured and all that. And that is in no way saying I'm not poo-pooing what these kids have done because they've done a great job. But you also have to look at it. I mean, UNK is in a sort of a special place here, and actually they're taking advantage of it. Every coach hopes that when they have that chance, they take advantage of it. Doesn't always happen that way. Sometimes you've got a whole host of kids that have started, you know, their entire career, high school, college, whatever it is, you know, and they've played since freshmen, and when they're seniors, you expect them to win it all, and it doesn't happen. Right now, they are getting, I think, the most out of what they have.
Well, you talk about it starting up front. You know, 3-4 years ago, you talk about this offensive line that's finally maturing, and you're seeing them play together for a long time. That was the group, I think, you know, Daryl would tell you, hey, we kind of waited. We knew 3 years ago, hey, it was young, wasn't probably going to happen. As these kids got older, we thought, boy, some good things really could happen. And Saturday, can you slay the giant?
Our weekly Loper Link segment, touching on just about everything that is Lopers, brought to you in part by Russ Smith at Charterwest National Bank of Kearney. We offer all types of loans from new construction, home, commercial, and for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans. You have the reasons, we have the loans, and by the College Store. Hey, Lopers, the College Store is located on 1420 West 24th Street, just across from the Health and Sports Center. It's open with your textbooks, supplies, and tons of Loper gear. Stop by today or check them out on the web at thecollegestore.com, thecollegestore.com. Also, Loper fans, you want to go? There's a chance for you to go. Let's not color code it. Let's tell you exactly what it is. You're going to be gone a couple of days. You're going on a bus. You're heading up to Duluth. You're not going to go to Duluth the first night. You're going to be staying there, but in St. Paul the first night at La Quinta Inn. Sure, lovely in the North Country. I wouldn't bank on the outside pool being open, but UNK and Doc Holliday Tours offering Loper fans the opportunity to attend Saturday's second-round playoff game in Duluth. The trip is open to students and general public and will include round trip and a night of lodging. It goes anywhere from $175 per person to, if there's four of you going together, it's $138. You're bunking up in a room. There you go. All guests will be required to pay for trip with a personal credit card. Rates are in preference to number of guests per room. Interested parties can book seats by contacting Doc Holliday Tours, 800-652-1950. 800-652-1950. Seating limited to the first 47 riders with submitted payment. If the quantity of 40 seats is not reached, then the trip is canceled. So all reservations are due by tomorrow at 2 p.m., tomorrow being Thursday. Thursday by 2, let's face it, folks, you know if you're going to go, call them right now. You would leave at 11 a.m. from the College of Education parking lot, which is right there by the Health and Sports Center.
Right.
11 o'clock. You're going to arrive mid-evening. They put 9 o'clock down at St. Paul, Minnesota. You're going to depart from the motel around 7:45 Saturday. You'll be at the stadium at 10:30. Kickoff's at noon. You'll leave after the game and hopefully a joyous ride back home. This other interesting note. If the Lopers win, the quarterfinal location would be dependent on the outcome of the Grand Valley State-Hillsdale game. There is a possibility that UNK could host a national quarterfinal game, Tony. If Hillsdale would win and UNK would win, then UNK would host that game Saturday, November the 28th. I put that percentage at 2, maybe 5.
Wouldn't be good. I don't know. Would Kearney support a quarterfinal game? Sure as hell didn't support the first round game.
It would be the weekend after Thanksgiving. Huskers would play on Friday. I think they would. I think you'd have more people there.
I would hope so.
It'd be a bigger deal. But again, very slight chance that that happens. And not that I'm saying UNK can't win, but Hillsdale beating Grand Valley, probably not.
If that should happen, though, and you'd have to upset Grand Valley or Hillsboro, the next one, would that be Terry Bowden and Harrison Beck?
Well, they got to win.
Yeah?
Daddy, I want this from you right now. I want a guarantee. UNK beats Grand Valley State in the national quarterfinals. You will fill in the blank.
What do you want?
You will run down the middle of Grand Valley State's football field streaking with a Loper flag.
No, I will not do that.
Oh, way to support your team. Way to support your team. Mark in Minden goes to the Dent Popper inbox. Speaking of kickers, get somebody to sponsor an exchange student from a soccer-playing country and teach him to kick field goals.
Amen, Pleasanton.
Well, they have one, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Center has one. That's kind of the deal, especially at the D schools.
James McDay, Florian Shevold.
Again, jumping on those D schools. And the 8, man, it's still tougher to kick it because you don't have as many guys to block who's coming in. 11 man, whatever.
Is it tougher than a kick to go for 22 on two-point conversion?
Exactly. UNK Hastings College men's basketball team playing tonight. That game is at the Health and Sports Center. Gets underway at 7 p.m., Daddy. 7 p.m. tonight. Hastings at UNK.
Good opportunity. Check them both out.
Nebraska men are at St. Louis to take on Rick Majerus and the Billikens tonight. 7 o'clock coverage on Fox Sports Midwest. You can also hear it on 1230 AM KHAS and on the Breeze 94.5 FM. It's Nebraska volleyball. The Huskers will be taking on the fine folks from Baylor who are ranked 24th. Nebraska's 9th. And again, that gets underway tonight at 7 o'clock.
Got to see some of that Kansas matchup last night with Memphis. Memphis, of course, was a good young coach. I don't know that anybody in the Big 12 is going to have a opposing player that can match up with Cole Aldridge. He's a monster inside, and probably the main reason they're number one in the country.
Yeah,
he's created a lot of problems.
They won 57-55.
It was an amazing comeback. It was a pretty good comeback at the end. Memphis never said die. Hit a couple big threes down the stretch. It was a 10-13 point game most of the way.
We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. Your emails coming up as well on this Wednesday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle, CharterWest National Bank.
How do you say go Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go Lopers!
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Thursday night, two teams in need of a win clash in Carolina as the Panthers host the Miami Dolphins. Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Boomer Esiason, Laura Oakman, and me live from Bank of America Stadium for all the action. Can Carolina or Miami get back into playoff contention before it's too late? Tune in to find out. Dolphins, Panthers. If it's Thursday night football, it's right here.
Catch all the action right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with high temperatures of around 53. Winds will stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies stay mainly clear, and along with light winds, we'll dip back to 22 degrees for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 41.
Another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday. Oh, Daddy. All of a sudden, we beat Kansas, and what happens? What's really going on down there?
Well, there's reports out of a lot of things, one including, well, everybody knows about the tirade, profanity-laced tirade he unleashed after that player hot dogged a couple years ago, three, 4 years ago maybe. It's already been that long. Well, supposedly Coach Mangino had it out even maybe before the Nebraska game with a player and was poking him in the chest. Now, if you got pads on, I don't know that that's that big of a deal. You're poking on the shoulder pads. Well, Lou Perkins maybe isn't as big a fan as Mark Mangino as a lot of people, because there are reports out there that as early as tomorrow he will be fired as head coach of the Kansas Jayhawks. Everybody knows the slide they're on was not something they expected. But certainly after the game, they think he will be let go, and Kansas will just eat that salary. Threw that out there.
I think we're on the same page here, Tony. And I use one of your favorite words, because we don't know the whole deal.
Right.
But we don't know all the details here. Joe Shad was reporting yesterday that Mangino was yelling at and making contact with the player. He had his press conference yesterday. Mangino declined to discuss specifics, but he said he had apparently lost the confidence of some people. He did not name them. He said, quote, "I haven't lost the team one bit. I may have lost some people around here, but it's not players. Take that for what it's worth. You decipher it," end quote. Athletic Director Lou Perkins met with the entire football team Monday night. Mangino, the National Coach of the Year 2 years ago, not present. According to one source, some players have threatened to transfer from the program because of what they perceive to be having spoken to in an inappropriate manner. They've been spoken to in an inappropriate manner. Here's what I say. This just goes ahead and continues the pussification of America. There, I have used your word.
You said it. It's 2009. Kids are sensitive nowadays, and they have feelings. You know what? You're playing Division I football. It ain't intramurals, brother. It ain't intramurals. You know, you come to work every day. Things aren't going right. There's going to be some frustration. I'm sure there's players that would probably take back things that they've said to Mark Mangino in the heat of things. I'm sure there's things that Coach Mangino would take back when you step away from the situation and say, yeah. But you know what? After that moment at a Division I football level, it's over. You move on.
I got an anonymous letter from a parent. Said, you know, we just kind of bummed out this year that the boys only get 2 weeks off before they start their summer conditioning program. You know, normally they get three. Well, we gave them a week at the start of the semester rather than at the end. But here's my point, okay? It's Division I football! It's the Big 12! It ain't intramurals! 2 weeks after finals, you got a week of July 4th, and you got a week before camp starts. That's a month. That's probably more vacation than you guys get. And we're a little bummed out that we don't get 3 weeks. Go play intramurals, brother. Go play intramurals.
That says it all. What do you want? A coach that has taken this team to an Orange Bowl? A coach that has got an Orange Bowl victory, a coach that is, you know...
Because he poked you in the chest, that little fella. You're playing at Kansas. You weren't that good to begin with.
I go back to, well, my friends Paul and Joyce, the sidetracks when they do the old Oklahoma deal. Why do people from Oklahoma have inverted nipples? Because there are people poking them in the chest saying, get the out of here.
I think this is shocking. There has to be more to the story. You can't fire a coach because he said something that one of the kids or 10 of the kids didn't like. This sounds like Tom Wald leading the mutiny on Danny Nee. My goodness, this is amazing. This is amazing stuff, and really it seems like nobody knows the whole deal on this, Tony. I guess that's the thing we got to wait.
But you go back over, and people know a lot more about Kansas football history than I do, but they've never been to the heights they've been under anyone else than Mark Mangino, have they? Never. And, yeah, this is a bad season. Some things haven't went right. You know what? Kerry Meyer doesn't fumble the football that Well, Gomes pokes away at the face mask. They probably win against Nebraska last week. If there's a whole different feel in Kansas then, isn't there?
I don't know. I don't know. Somebody's still whining and moaning. Mark Mangino will get another job somewhere. Here's your situation, Tony. Bye-bye, Charlie Weiss. Bob Stoops is the new head football coach at Notre Dame, and Mark Mangino is the new head football coach at Oklahoma, and they kick the ass of Kansas every year. Well, every two out of every 4 years.
Interesting thought.
Hmm?
There's a tie there.
That wouldn't happen, but, you know, it's interesting to have fun on this show. We do that from time to time.
I love it.
How you doing, Derek?
All right.
Everything okay?
No.
Heart rate down?
No.
Heart rate up?
Yes.
Okay, now, because I had this bit all planned out before the show today, Derek, of course, is our resident soccer, NBA, boxing, and, of course, hockey expert.
And poker.
No, see, that's me.
Okay.
See, I knew that's what was going to happen, so I had that ready to go. I want to go to hockey here. Have you seen the whole NHL Central scouting rankings yet, Derek?
I have not.
Okay, Jaden Schwartz is number 2 in the preliminary NHL Central Scouting North American rankings, a service the NHL uses to define potential draft picks in the upcoming NHL entry draft. Okay, I know that that's good. Can you explain further?
Yeah, coming into the season, Jaden had some accolades, you know, surrounding him. There was actually talk of him being a top 10 pick in the NHL entry draft coming into this season. So this would kind of, you know, solidify that.
That would be a lot of money.
Yeah, it would be, but also the entry draft is different than the actual draft because the entry draft, the teams are drafting the rights to that player. That player can continue and go to college, and then after their college career, that team still owns the rights. However, in the normal draft, they're drafting kids coming out of college, and I'm not sure if you can draft a kid that's already had his entry draft, if it's over 2 years, there's some statutes there involved. But the entry draft is a little different. It's more scouting out the prospects and getting to them, you know, 2 or 3 years in advance.
Pretty high tech.
Yeah, well, that's just it. That's why we have Derek here to explain crap like that. Because, again, here's a question. Here's where I take it to the next level. People understand the NFL draft, and then after that it gets murky. I mean, you got 50 rounds in the baseball draft. With the NHL being so low on the totem pole of fan base and trying to get new fans, why would you make something so difficult to understand about following? I mean, Ndamukong Suh, we know is going to be drafted, and we can follow that. And we know it's going to happen. Somebody on that first, well, of course, the draft is 17 different days now, but somebody on that first day of the draft is going to say his name, and he's going to go play for that football team, unless he gets traded for Phillip Rivers. Now, if the NHL does that, somebody's going to draft this kid and who may not see one bit of professional hockey time for 4-5 years, and then all of a sudden, well, yeah, they drafted him back in 2005 in an entry draft, so he has to go to Vancouver instead of Colorado.
I'm just as confused as you are.
It's a good bit. Speaking of confused, Bob Jensen has entered the studio. And we will talk with Bob live on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this on ESPN Radio.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
We don't cut corners, Padelke Heating and Air.
Time to say goodbye to your old pants at the Hager Trade-In Trade-Up event at JCPenney. Bring an old pair of pants for charity this Friday or Saturday only to any JCPenney store and get a new pair of Hager casual or dress pants for as low as $19.99. That's $40 off the regular price. It's the perfect time to give back and get big savings on great new looks. The men's store inside JCPenney makes it easy to get it, find it, and get going. For more information, go to jcp.com and see our entire hair collection. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney. Offer ends November 21st.
Hey, that stack of money over there with the googly eyes, is that the money you could be saving with Geico?
It's the money I am saving with Geico. He helped me buy this pool table.
Nice. So what else does he do? Can he tell jokes?
Seriously, Kevin, he's a stack of money. He doesn't tell jokes. He just blinks and buys me stuff.
Well, I just thought...
Money can't talk. That's ridiculous. Why do you always take it too far?
Me?
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Need health coverage? Now you can get the best of both. Personal service from your local Farm Bureau agent and a health plan from a company you know and trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska. Call today and find out about the great rates and great coverage available through your Farm Bureau agent. Among the many benefits, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska members enjoy fast and accurate processing of their claims. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers are proud to serve the Kearney area. Call them today at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 to learn more about affordable health plans for you, your family, or your business. Farm Bureau agents are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with high temperatures of around 53. Winds will stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies stay mainly clear, and along with light winds, we'll dip back to 22 degrees for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 41.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Danny Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
And the Doug and Danny Show continues with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Brought to you today. Oh, no, no. Where should we go to tonight, Tony? It's kind of hot in here right now. We've had some issues with kickers and Mangino, and Derek's got things going on. Bob's always calm.
But I'm just cold, pissed this morning.
The coldest beer in Kearney is guaranteed at our friends Cunningham's Journal. And the Loft, 32 degrees or less. And don't forget, they've got the best sports viewing setup, crowd, and televisions in Kearney. I can't even hardly see a wall in there anymore because there's so many televisions in HD set up to watch all the college games, the NFL package, which is now we got Thursday night, we got Saturday, we got Sunday, we got Monday, we got games all the time. We're getting into the NBA season. They can pick those games up. Basketball has started, so there's so much on. You're going to want to watch it. And they've got it there for you at the fine folks at the Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. New additions are being made right now as we speak. They've been working on it. They're remodeling.
I was just
going to
say,
check out the new layout. They're getting better.
It's the new Cunningham's. And you can say that every 6 months because Mike and Yusuf and the guys just down there tear. I mentioned the foosball table. Why is it right in front of the stage? Oh, stage isn't there. Stage is on the other end of the building. Fair enough. Good place for the foosball table.
I think they're working out so we can get bacon-wrapped shrimp 12 months a year, 24/7.
Hello.
Well, at least all the time.
Very good bacon wrap shrimp.
That would be outstanding. At Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. And, of course, today is Wednesday. They're open. Tomorrow? Thursday? Open. Saturday?
Yeah, they're open.
Sunday?
Yep.
How about Monday?
They're open.
7 days a week. That's the best.
About 365. I'm going to say 365.
I think they might be the only place that does that. It's crazy. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, joins us. Bob, in studio, people. I don't think people... I'm expecting you'll have a hard time getting out of this radio station today. There'll probably be hordes of folks out in the parking lot wanting autographs.
Well, I don't know about autographs, but there is a couple of people I owe money to. I was kind of hoping we could keep that under wraps, though. Thank you, Douglas.
Robert, yesterday may have been the best day of high school football playoffs in a long time, and because we have spread them out now so much with the movement of the finals that there were only four games yesterday, but all four were 7 points or less, obviously meaning that anybody could have won the football game in the fourth quarter. Really, Ponca was the only one that was a big spread. They were up 21-0 at half, had to hang on. Cambridge led the whole game until 1 second. I don't even want to imagine that bus ride coming home from Hardington where it looked like they were going to pull the upset. That would have been a bigger upset than Boys Town going down yesterday, in my opinion. But, I mean, all four games are worthy of talking of.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're right. That thing that happened to Cambridge was just devastating. Not only were they ahead at halftime, they're up, I think, 13-0. Minus 4 yards rushing, Cedar Catholic had at halftime. Minus 4 yards rushing. And I'll guarantee you, you guys saw him. Chad Cook is a stud. And for them to be able to come out and just throttle him in that first half, they had to be feeling great. You got 13 points to play with. They're moving the ball on the ground. You got to figure there's more points to come. They were in a great place. And
a fumble inside the five, is that right?
Yeah, that's what I understand. Yeah, and but Cedar Catholic showed the heart of a champion. And Cedar's one of those teams that, you know, they played a great schedule up in that corner of the world. C1 football up in that corner of the world, maybe not as good this year. C2, maybe the best ever in that corner of the world.
And, guys, I listened to some of it on the radio yesterday, and Cambridge – fourth and goal at the 3, went for it, got stuffed.
Uh-oh. They had a kicker.
I'm
just telling you. That was one of the things. I don't know about specifically the turnover, but I know that happened in the football game.
Well, and I will just touch briefly on what you guys were talking about earlier with the kickers. That's an absolute true fact. I mean, we talked about Norfolk Catholic, you know, beating Boys Town. Norfolk Catholic consistently, year in and year out, more than any program in the state, puts time and effort into developing kickers. And they've got two really good ones now. Turns out the coach's kid is their place kicker, and they've got a punter, and they've got a kid that's a sophomore that's their place kicker. And you know, he's kicked 7 field goals this year when they need 3 points or when they need that big extra point. Not only do they have the kicker, but they put the time in with the unit to actually execute. And, you know, on the flip side of that, last night Boys Town drives the ball down. They've got a chance to kick a field goal. They've got a kid, this Mendoza kid, who's done a lot of good this year, fumbled the snap, you know. And, you know, it's more than just the kicker, obviously, but still just it does seem kind of simplistic that putting extra time in to develop a kicker would benefit every program in the state.
Bob, you can harp on a lot of little things, and it comes down to somebody making a play, somebody not making a play. Boys Town goes in and scores, and I see one of those flags come out where a guy that knows he's going to be on TV just wants to make a call, it seems. And the guy was going to score regardless of that whole block. Mm-hmm. I got to see the whole play. It was 10 yards away from the play.
Daddy referring to a holding call on what would have been a game-tying touchdown in the final minute.
At the 2-yard line when the kid's going to score. And, yeah, I thought that was outrageous. And I realized that all these guys carry a flag. And there's another job I don't want. I don't want to be an official. I don't claim to be an official. But for somebody that would be trained to be an official, it would seem senseless to call that penalty. And I will tell you what, anybody who thinks that Boys Town has the officials in their pocket at home, wrong. I don't know how many times last night they would get something going and there would be a motion penalty, there would be a hold, there would be something that would slow them down. And, you know, bottom line, you know, Norfolk Catholic did what they had to do to win that ball game, but the penalty was a killer. But then they backed the ball up 10 yards. They got the ball on the 12-yard line. They get another penalty to get back to the 17, first and 15. They have had success all night going right up the gut with Kevin Barrett. He's going from a shotgun, wildcat formation, whatever you want to call it, and off he goes. Well, Kevin Barrett is not a passing quarterback. He's an outstanding defensive end, and he's a tremendous running back. They decide at that point in the game to take the ball away from their best weapon that run up the middle and have him throw the ball twice. The first one was incomplete. The second one gets picked off in the end zone. It's a horrendous pass, and the season's over for Boys Town. So,
no doubt in your mind, 3 plays up the middle, they're back in the 2-yard line.
Based on what I saw the last 2 times they had the ball, and you know, but the thing was, they were doing it all night, Tony. When they went up the middle with Barrett, they were real effective. When they tried to go wide, Norfolk Catholic had that solved. And they couldn't pass, so what options do you have left?
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's get to the other game of note, Hastings, St. Cecilia, and Broken Bow. I'm going to be honest. There was a 5% chance kind of in the back of my mind that Broken Bow could withstand and play the kind of game that they did last night, because I thought, well, Gordon Rushville did come to Hastings, and they played them tough. They never had a chance to win the game, but they played them tough, meaning St. Cecilia wasn't going to beat everybody 50-0. But to have a game plan is one thing. To execute the game plan is another. And Broken Bow did that last night, and they simply ran out of time because they had the ball down the end, and they just could not. I mean, there were very few possessions in that football game last night, and that's what Broken Bow wanted.
Absolutely. I will say this. It's funny you mentioned Gordon Rushville. I go back to that same thing. I was at that ball game, and Gordon Rushville went right at St. Cecilia. They got beat. You know, you look at the score, 28-0, and you think, well, Bob, you're delusional. And maybe you might have thought, Bob, you're delusional before the 28-0. Mm-hmm. But the point is, Gordon Rushville was able to go right at these people. And, Broken Bow's a good football team. And the thing about Broken Bow this year, Nathan Scott, I suppose, if there is such a thing, is their star. Okay? Okay. He's their star. He's their go-to guy and all that sort of deal.
The straw that stirs the drink?
Possibly. Okay. I can't remember.
Let's edit that part out.
Yeah, but the point is that the supporting cast, nothing's flashy. They just took care of business. And I just like the quiet mood that goes around that football program. That all goes back to Coach Mike Garner. And there's almost no coach tells the truth, okay? And even fewer than that actually say what's on their mind. Well, Mike's one of those guys who just kind of doesn't want to overstate his case, but he knew he had a good football team. And, the fact that they were able to run the ball and control the ball, they've been doing that all year. And when you do have an ace in the hole like Scott, that's a real plus. But what a tremendous effort by Broken Bow.
Only a junior, too, so he will be back. How big of a senior loss do they have?
Oh, they're going to lose a lot of really important seniors. But, you know, that was a magic moment in Broken Bow football history. I am partial to Broken Bow. That's up in my neck of the woods. That was my first job, was at Broken Bow. A piece of trivia that will interest virtually nobody, but I've already started, so I'm going to finish. That team in 87, that one state. That was pretty awesome. They beat Elkhorn, a game that they were not supposed to win.
They weren't unbeaten, though, going into the semifinals, were they, Bob?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Okay.
No.
Anyway,
but,
go ahead.
No, but the point is, here comes Elkhorn with their 10 buses and their cable TV. You know, they're going to tape it so everybody can get home and watch the big victory. And they end up getting beat.
Time I ever rooted for Broken Bow.
I understand that, the Ord thing. There. But the thing is, that was a great deal. Here's the trivia. A lot of those guys that were seniors that year, the Galantines, Jimmy Pister, were on my little league team when they were, well, not my little league team, I was coaching, but they were sixth graders. And so here we were, you know, 6 years later, and they turn out to be, that's a historic moment. You know, that thing about that year was they'd never been in the playoffs before, and then they go win state.
It was an awesome time for the fans at Bow, and I got family up there now, and I know that they're heartbroken, but I still must say hee hee. In our next couple of minutes, let's try and cover the finals that are going to be next Monday and Tuesday. I guess Aurora is okay. Give me another West team. Aurora is the easy pick. Give me another West team that's got a shot.
Giltner. If you want to count, they're in the West bracket. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, they're
West.
In the West bracket.
Here's the deal. It's funny you should mention those two teams because to me, those are by far the two most compelling finals. By far. Aurora, Scott, man, I tell you what, that's a game that's been brewing since the start of the year. Aurora has looked really sensational. The last month especially, it's just like last year. They've really kind of rounded into form, which only goes to say how good Adam Central is. I'm telling you what, regardless of what goes out, Adam Central's the third best team in Class B, which is a little consolation, I suppose, at this point, but it will be down the road. Scott, I'll tell you what, Scott looked, I was not at the game, but they absolutely dominated Blair, which I didn't think anybody would be able to do with their running game and that Randall kid at running back. I suspect there might have been a little bit of that getting off the bus and realizing we're in the state semifinals and certain bodily functions take over and you're just unable to compete. That was the end of the line. The other thing is, Tony and I were talking about this before we got going. Giltner is going to present problems to Howells that Howells has not seen probably any time in this run with their seven state championships.
Well,
and
we were talking about this. I was talking about this yesterday with one of the guys here, is that it seemed to me the only team that gave Howells a legitimate problem was Greeley Wallback. Like the first year they were co-opted, they had Brian Dutcher as the quarterback. He was a throwing quarterback. He got his ankle rolled. I think it was in the semifinals, and he tried to go in that game, and it ended up being a two-score game. But they punched one in, however it worked. I mean, they had a legit chance to beat Howells. That's the only team during this whole run that's even given them a game, and they threw the ball.
They did. And here's the deal. High school kids can't cover the pass, okay? Nobody can defend the pass. Nobody can defend the pass. I mean, that's just how it is. If you've got a guy that can throw the ball and you can block a little bit, you can find somebody to catch the ball, you're going to move it. Now, that doesn't speak to that we got to have the ball in the goal line, control the clock, and all that sort of thing. But you can pass the ball. The thing is that Nate Most has taken that to a whole new place. I mean, what he does on a nightly basis is it's just unbelievable. What they did to Palmer the other night was unbelievable. Eight touchdowns. That doesn't even speak to the deal. It was the complete domination, and the fact that they just came out and just throttled those people immediately. It was 26-0 before all the cars were parked.
Best player now that we get ready, is it still your boy in Omaha, Mr. Coleman?
If I had to pick a guy, that's an interesting question. I love Ron Coleman, but I tell you, if I had to pick a guy to build a football team around right now, it would probably be Christian Dudzik, the quarterback from Omaha Scott. Now, that's not Andrew Rodriguez, and that's not Bronson Marsh even. There's so many things that Christian Dudzik can do, and people from Aurora are going to get a real good look at that in what will be a great way to finish the state finals weekend. But Dudzik is... Not only is he good, and he's a dual-threat quarterback and all that stuff, when the money's on the table, that kid plays his best football. And that is going to cause a gigantic headache for Aurora. And that to me, if I had to pick one thing that I'd want to watch in the next couple days down there at State, it'll be the Aurora defense against Christian Dudzik. And I realize there's other guys on that team, but they will be of no consequence. It will be, can Christian Dudzik beat Aurora? I think it's that simple.
We're four or five players into the discussion, and Mr. Most has not been mentioned.
Well, you have to be fair here, Tony. I stick up for him. Bob sticks up for him. Most of the small town guys stick up for him. But Nate Most isn't going to throw eight touchdown passes in a Class A state semifinal. Nate Most is a great, great football player. Scott Frost didn't do it against Battle Creek. Nate Most isn't going to do it at Class A. And Nate Most may go on and have a great college career. I think he's a great player. It'd be tough. I mean, you just don't know enough about him playing 11-man. I guess we're leaning towards the 11. And before we run into our last minute again, it's time to stump Bob because we only have a minute, and I know that's impossible. But you saw Hayes Center. It seems like they've got no chance against Humphrey St. Francis. And give me a Class A. So 1 minute, talk on those two.
Okay. Hayes Center does have a chance, if only because of two players. Kiefer Messersmith at running back is a big-time player. I'm telling you, number 38, I believe his name is Garrett Travis, is the best offensive lineman I saw this year in 8-man. I was just stunned by what he did last week. Not only every time they needed yards, he went behind him. He's able to pull and not only get out in space, but then actually block people. And as far as Class A goes, Millard South's the best team in Class A. Millard West has gotten really hot. They've played really great down the stretch. I just can't imagine there's anybody that's going to beat Millard South.
All right, Bob. I think he did it.
I tried.
58.4 seconds, according to this. We will see you in Lincoln Monday and Tuesday, all six championship games right here on ESPN Radio. We'll talk to you after the season as well when all the Huskerland awards come out.
Yeah. Two things. First of all, it's great that you guys do the state finals. That's a tremendous service to all your listeners out here, whether they have a dog in the fight or not. The other thing is I got to say a real quick shout-out to my friends at Kearney High. I got to MC their football banquet Sunday. Thank you, Linda Johnson, for getting me hooked up and all that. It was an evening filled with awards, teary-eyed, tributes and all that, and that was just me talking about Steve Cherry. Steve Cherry, one of the easiest targets in civilization. Steve's a good sport. It was a great night, and I want to say thank you.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report. One more before we get out of here. We've got to take our last break. We'll be right back on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with Centerpoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At Centerpoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's centerepointwealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. Centerpoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
The cracked pipe inside the wall, the broken water heater in the basement. No matter where the water damage begins, one phone call to 1-800-SERV-PRO will bring it to an end. Because when it's your home or business that's been damaged by water, you don't just want your things dry, you want your life back as well. So when water damage strikes, don't let a smaller bid lead to bigger problems later. Make the right call the first time to the cleanup specialist trained to make it like it never even happened. At 1-800-SERV-PRO, fire and water, cleanup and restoration. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
'Tis the season to be busy. Cards to sign, parties galore, presents to buy online. Let Webroot Internet Security Software give you one less thing to worry about. Webroot's best-in-class technology is recommended by experts and trusted by millions worldwide. And unlike the other guys, Webroot provides free U.S.-based telephone support. Scan your PC for free at webroot.com/freescan and find out why they're safe, and then there's Webroot Safe. Look for Webroot at computer and software retailers.
Whether it comes in a glass, on a plate, or in a bucket, Cunningham's Journal in the Loft has specials that year in and year out make them a favorite for Kearney area sports fans. College or pro, the TVs are always on, the crowd turned up, the food and snacks hot, and the beverages cold. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, ready to roll through the fall and winter sports seasons. And when the game isn't on, the live entertainment is at Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, downtown Kearney. Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. To learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with high temperatures of around 53. Winds will stay variable from 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight's skies stay mainly clear, and along with light winds, we'll dip back to 22 degrees for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 41.
I'm back, Doug and Daddy Show, wrapping up a Wednesday edition, taking you to the lunch hour, the Chicken Coop. Don't forget, if you're in Kearney, whether you're in Grand Island, conveniently located right downtown for all the wingies you can eat, all the sandwiches.
Even if you're not in Kearney or Grand Island, still go there.
Yeah. Say you're in the Wood River area, depending on what
short
direction
drive
you're going. If you're Central City, zip on in. You know, Grand Island. See Dean and the gang over there. See Colin and the gang in Kearney. Best place to watch sports in town. Try one of the great sandwiches like the prime rib sandwich, the chicken fried steak sandwich, Philly steak sandwich, plus many, many more. Their sandwiches are outrageous, but the prices aren't. You tried out the new taste sensation, the Chislicks. Melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips, seared in your favorite wing sauce. Want them hot? Hot? Buck Nasty's the way to go. I'm more of a honey Dijon guy. I don't need all that spice in the belly, but whatever your taste desires. The Chicken Coop, get there today. Kearney and Grand Island. Like I said, we're wrapping things up. Need to get to the Dent Popper inbox, though. This comes from our friend Ken. Boys, if that jerk Stoops gets a Notre Dame job, I will turn in my leprechaun suit. Can't stand him. I will find out soon what Charlie's fate will be. Irish Ken.
I think, I think we know what Charlie's fate's going to be. It's going to be similar to Dick Geron's, I think.
Yeah, boy. Derek, you all right after that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, they fired Turk Schoner before the season started. They should have fired Geron then, too. Might as well. I mean, halfway through the season now, and they got an interim head coach, and Perry Fuel, I don't know, played linebacker a long time ago for the Bills, but yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, he's out of the way. Now you get... Do we know anything about this defensive coordinator?
No, not really. And now, Colin was talking this morning about, well, are they going to go after a big-name guy? You know, there's all these guys on the market with Cowher and all these other big-name coaches. And the guy he was talking to turned around and said, no, they'll probably do like a Jim Haslett or something like that. So Jim Haslett would be better than Geron, I think.
Probably going to be tough to attract one of those guys like a Bill Cowher, Mike Shanahan to Buffalo, I would assume.
Well, yeah, since they fired Geron, they got to pay his contract the next 2 years. So they're not going to go out and get a too big of a guy because they got to take care of Geron as well. So,
back to the Dent Popper inbox. So Ron chimes in and says, Bob Jensen rocks. Keep the Blue Hawk comments coming. There you go, Bob. Should make you feel real good, warm inside. Also, Joe comes back. All right, guys, you say some stuff that I may not agree with, but you guys are way out of line on this. I have a friend who was on the Kansas football team. I've talked to him. This goes way beyond getting after players on the field with their temper. This includes staff players on and off the field. So before you start talking about things you have no idea about, try getting some facts. Yeah, they are winning, but you don't do that at the cost of hurting people mentally. There's a line to draw. Just because it's D1 football doesn't mean you have to be a terrible person. You should respect and teach kids when you coach. Your stance is terribly disappointing. Apologize for that, Joe. We got our information from Joe Shad's article, along with the article in the USA Today. That's all we were going off of. I thought those were two
credible
sources.
I got an anonymous letter from a parent. Said, you know, we just kind of bummed out this year that the boys only get 2 weeks off before they start their summer conditioning program. Well, we gave them a week at the start of the semester rather than at the end. But here's my point, okay? It's Division I football! It's the Big 12! It ain't intramurals! You got 2 weeks after finals, you got a week in July 4th, and you got a week before camp starts. That's a month! That's probably more vacation than you guys get. And we're a little bummed out that we don't get 3 weeks? Go play intramurals, brother. Go play intramurals.
Take it however you want. Just having some fun on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, one more. Dem Popper inbox. Good call, Doug. A kicker is a must. He or she doesn't have to hit 250-yarders, but 30 and in is a must.
I like how he said he or she.
Yeah. Tanya Hauser from Amherst a couple years ago. You know what? She's about as automatic as anybody else as far as kicking extra points and things. But,
if you can kick it, you can kick it.
Hey, appreciate the email. Send them anytime. Maybe you're not around your computer. You're driving around. You get a thought in the middle of the night. Get up. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tomorrow, coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. First of all, in the next 2 days, we promise Bill Snyder, Kansas State head football coach, will be on, along with Minnesota Duluth head coach Bob Nielsen. Looking forward to that. We want to thank Bob Crocker, defensive coordinator for the University of Nebraska's Kearney. They're set to head to Minnesota Duluth on Friday. And also, Bob Jensen for stopping by and being in studio with us right here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Power rankings tomorrow.
Power rankings tomorrow as well. Probably Cowboys probably move up to third or fourth. Baltimore probably.
I'm thinking about moving Minnesota to number one just so that they get jinxed.
Jinx and Minnesota, putting the hex on them. Hey, look forward to seeing you 23 hours from now. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.